A large.
It's a
that
large.
You carry milk in?
Mm-hmm. And if it were made out of metal instead of out of wood?
Probably a milk bucket.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
You call a frying pan.
Okay.
Skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Spider.
Okay. What do you call
the... Where did you hear the name spider?
Huh?
Where did you hear the word spider for that?
Did your parents use the word spider?
No, I just heard it called that till I heard.
Recently, maybe, or back
no, then? Don't hear it much anymore.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the
frying
thing?
Pan and the spider.
Mm-hmm. But what do you use nowadays most? Frying pan or skillet? Which would you call it?
I'd probably say a skillet. I don't know, might be either one.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? That you turn the water, you know, where you turn the water off and on?
Faucet.
Mm-hmm. What do you call
either that or a tap?
Yeah. What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
That you turn on a barrel?
Mm-hmm, the same thing.
If you have a barrel on a picnic, on one of those
like on a picnic, you might have it filled with lemonade, and you have
you
a
call
lemonade.
It faucet.
What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that water comes out of?
Spigot.
All right. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put it in for you to carry home?
Buy some food.
Yeah, if you buy some cans of food at the grocery, what would they put the cans in for you to carry it home in?
Bag.
Okay. What do you call a large loosely woven bag is made out of this coarse cloth, and you might buy 100 pounds of potatoes or of chicken feed in.
You don't mean a burlap?
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of that's made out of old jute.
Really? Well, do you ever call it any other name besides a burlap?
Crocus bag? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Is that the same thing? Is a crocus bag the same thing?
Crocus bag and a burlap are about the same.
Okay. Well, since it was made out of jute, do you ever call it a jute bag or a jute sack?
I haven't seen any of that in a long time.
What is jute, anyway?
It's an imported material brought in here from, I don't where it come from, some of the islands, I think, where you get it.
Okay.
It's a substitute for hemp or something.
What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and you blow on? You know, it's shaped like this and it has a little wire sort of thing coming out here, and you put it in your mouth and you sort of pluck.
Jew's harp.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and you hold it between the teeth and you pick it?
That's what you just did.
That's a Jew's harp.
Yes, yeah, I'm sorry. Well, what about the same thing that you put to your mouth and you blow into it?
Mouth harp? Is that what you're talking about? Or mouth organ?
Yeah. Okay.
Mouth harp, usually.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? And one child sits on one end and the other.
Seesaw?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it any other name or heard it called any other name?